Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. It can be found on page 1024 of the Church Bibles. Luke chapter 8, verse 16 through 18. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken from him.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, give us ears to hear and your spirit to understand what your word has to say. Amen. Well, I wonder if you have any friends who are obsessed with just one thing. And your conversation with them is always on the same topic. Well, at least any conversation that goes more than about a minute. You know, and sometimes you get stuck listening to them as they rant on and on. You probably know someone like that. Some kids at school were telling me about some of their teachers who are like that, and they play it to their own advantage. If they want to get out of doing some work, they just mention that certain topic, that certain football team. And there goes the period as the teacher gets carried away. I think at some point we can all be guilty of that. I know I can. I remember once visiting my old church, and just as we were about to leave, I found out that someone else rode downhill mountain bikes as well. And so Karina, she's like, oh, great, I guess we're not leaving for at least 20 minutes, as I got carried away in conversation. You know, those people, those obsessed people, are usually like that because they've spent so much time devoted to listening to all the relevant information. They've invested their time and energy into it. They love it, and they take in all they can. And the information overload just shines straight out of them. Well, today's parable calls us to do that very same thing. Jesus says, let your light shine. Share the word of God. Let it overflow from you so that others can hear it. So we pick it up in verse 16. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. Jesus is asking those listening to respond to what he says. If you hear something worthwhile, then share it. Let it be known to all. If you've got a light on, let it shine. Now, this parable, it kind of overlaps with the end of the last parable. For those of you not familiar with the parable of the sower, comes just before this one. It's about a farmer sowing seed, and that seed is the word of God. And then there's four soils, or four types of people, who hear it. Now, the first one rejects it straight away. The second one has shallow roots and gives up. The third ones are choked by the weeds and distracted from hearing it. And the fourth soil, the good soil, accepts the word, and it grows and produces a crop 100 times what was sown. They hear the word and they share it. This parable of the lamp is drawing attention to that. Attention to all those who think, yep, I'm the good soil. For example, Jesus' disciples. They'd just questioned him. And so here he is stressing that point. The fruit produced by the good soil has now become the light of the lamp. And their purpose is to share it, to scatter it, not to hide it, but to let it be seen by all who come to them. He makes it clear their job is to explain, to teach, to tell, to share, to show, to preach, to make known the word of God, to share the good news of the kingdom of God, and not keep it to themselves. Now, I think it's pretty cool how obvious Jesus makes his point here. As we look at lamps, I just want to take you 2,000 years into the past to what a lamp was. It's not your LED battery-powered thing that we had up here before. It's, you know, it's not anything that you plug into the PowerPoint. 240 volt, you know, your 100 watt light globe, forget about it. Think more open flame. Okay? I'm not even talking about your typical wax candle. This one's most likely a liquid style candle in a dish with liquid fuel and a wick. Now imagine you've got your lamp, your dish of liquid fuel burning away. Where do you put it? Well, I think it was obvious to everyone. You put it on its stand so that your whole room can light up with its light. I guess they had their household rules back there. No running in the house, no ball games in the house, and for good reason. Don't leave the lights on when you go out. Don't put your lamp in a jar. Don't put your lamp under the bed. It was probably a bit dangerous to do those things. Maybe not the lamp in the jar. That's probably pretty safe. But you're not going to see it, not unless you've got a glass jar. But once the lid's on, the lamp's going out anyway. Now, under the bed. Look, I used to live in Cooma. It got very cold there overnight. And we had electric blankets. I put them on before I went to bed and I turned them off when I got into bed. I wasn't going to sleep with the blanket on. I just didn't trust it. But I guess I'd trust it more than they did 2,000 years ago. I don't think I'd put one of those lamps under my bed even before I got in it. I think I'd come into the bedroom and find the bed had gone up in smoke and the house was now burning down. But no one's that stupid, right? Jesus assumes his audience will get it. It's common day practice. Put your lamp on the stand. Let your light shine. Pretty normal thing to do. But it's as though people think, well, some people might do that. But the point is to get your light to shine. And just in the next chapter, chapter 9 of Luke, we see straight away the 12 disciples are sent out to share the light, to drive out demons, cure diseases, heal the sick, preach the kingdom of God. Jesus says if you've got something to share, then talk about it so that you can enter the kingdom of God and make it known. Sharing the word is what we're supposed to do, and hiding it is both foolish and dangerous. But the disciples have a problem, and their problem is the parables. They don't understand them, even though Jesus explains them to them directly, and they can see the crowds don't understand them fully. But Jesus says it's no longer hidden. Verse 17, for there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Now, at that point in time, Jesus' work wasn't quite finished, but the time was coming, and for us it has come. It was only a few years away when it would all be made known. He wasn't hiding it, but he was in the process of revealing it. See, it was still before his death at this point, his death on the cross for our sins. So he explains that it's hidden, it's concealed, but it will be disclosed, it will be brought out into the open. Soon there will be no confusion, no uncertainty, because the kingdom of God will clearly be seen. And it will be coming when the Holy Spirit comes. So for the disciples, they didn't get it clear, did they, until Pentecost, when they received his Spirit. And many others didn't see it at all until then. But it was being made known. Jesus was heading for the cross, and the cross was the event that would allow people into the kingdom. The cross was where our sins would be paid for. The cross was where we would be declared holy, righteous children of God. But you see, this was still pre-cross. It hadn't happened yet. It was still a mystery. Even the disciples struggled. But Jesus spoke to them as many times as he could, told them that he would have to suffer before anyone enters God's glory. And it was the beginning of a great reveal. Jesus was teaching them what to do when they got it, when they understood it. When he had done what he came to do on the cross, and the kingdom was ready to enter for everyone. They were to share the gospel, and we can do it too, because we've heard it and we know it. And this is where the parable should really come home for us. Jesus should shine. His light should go out from our lives with no hindrance at all. Our salvation has been revealed to us. His word should overflow from our hearts because we know what he's done. But what does shine out of your heart? What is the obsession in your life? Who? What? What is it that dictates what good news is to you? Is it the Word of God? Is it those in the kingdom, the church community? Is it a relationship with our Almighty God? Of course it is, of course. That's why you're here, right? But really, have you actually spent time reflecting on what's filling up your life? Have you actually stopped to listen where your passions actually lie by what comes out? Look, I'm not saying we can't have other interests. I'm not saying we should all become scripture teachers or go into full-time ministry, although it's a good thing. But Jesus says his word is known to you. It has been revealed to you. So let it shine from you, wherever you are, whoever you're with. I hope and pray that you guys will take the time to reflect on your own life, of what's going into it and what's coming out. Because I know we all need to. And we need to do it often. As a scripture teacher, it was the only thing that got me through, making sure what went in was right, so that what comes out would be clearly seen. We need to ask God, by the work of his Holy Spirit, to transform us, to change us, to forgive us. Because it's up to us. It's up to you to turn off the TV and open your Bible. It's up to you to put off that job, whatever it is, mowing the lawn, to spend some time in prayer. It's up to you to get your priorities right. It's up to you not to hide your light, the light you know, but it's up to you to let it shine and to let that be part of your normal life, both with your Christian friends, with your non-Christian friends, with people at work, with acquaintances you've met. It should just shine out of you. Jesus finishes up with a warning. We see that in his listening test. He stresses about the great care we need when listening. Verse 18. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken from him. Are you a careful listener? Because you need to be. It's pretty dire consequences here, isn't it? It's black and white. See, you just might miss out. You might think you've got it, but it'll be taken from you. You might think you're in God's kingdom, but you're going to miss out altogether. It made me think of Judas here. What was Judas thinking when Jesus gave this warning? The disciple who ended up betraying Jesus. You know, I think it's just as real for us today. We can be here listening, but not really listening. We can think we're in the light, but if we're not letting it shine, then we'll end up in the darkness. Those people who hide their lamps in the jar, well, their lamps are going to go out and be taken from them. Those people who hide their lamps under the bed, well, they're going to destroy their whole household and lose it. Jesus wants us to be responsible for what we have. You've received his word. Let it shine. Listen to it carefully and tell others. It's that simple. Love it. Share it. Show us that it's your passion. Show me that you belong to the kingdom of God and you'll receive more, he says. Don't fool yourself or it's going to be taken from you and you won't belong to God's kingdom at all. You know, I think with our friends, especially acquaintances, you know, maybe our boss at work, we can fake it, can't we? We can pretend we're interested in something, but we're not. It's easy to fake it with people. I mean, sometimes it's easier than others. But, I mean, yeah, we can even fake where we stand with God. We can even fake our faith. I mean, especially if you've grown up in the church, faking it can be all too easy. But you can't fake it with God. You can't fake it with him because he knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. So listen to his word. Submerse your life in it. Invest in your relationship with God. Make it the love of your life, and you'll receive eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. You know, parables, they're really there to get a reaction. They're there to polarise people, sort out those who listen from those who don't really, sort out those who are shining lights from those who aren't, to sort out those who don't know from those who do know, to sort out those who will be given more from those who will lose everything. Guys, don't go away from here today thinking that you're a shining light if you're not. And don't go away thinking that you can't be one, because you can. Look, there's many struggles in life, many pressures that try to cause us to hide our faith, to hide our passion. But we need to keep going. We need to seek God's help. Could be fooled into thinking that our faith is our own personal choice, no one else needs to know about or to hear about. But the warning of this parable says that if that's the kind of faith that you think is okay to have, it will be taken from you. You have to share it. You can't keep your light under the bed. So go home, refresh yourself with the word and prayer, and do it often. Speak and share the good news, how it's affected your life, with your friends, with those at church. Encourage each other to keep doing it so that you can be confident and aware when you speak to your non-Christian friends and acquaintances. Be a light that shines, or you won't be a light at all. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the light you've brought into us, for the light you've given us, for the way you've saved us. And we ask for your help, that you'll help us listen carefully to your word so that our light will shine as it's supposed to, so that we will share your word and it will overflow from us and bring you glory. Examine our hearts, we pray, that they might reflect what you've done for us. Amen.